Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Anna Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad center podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. Hi, my beautiful, beautiful friends. Happy Sunday. It is currently 6:30 p.m. and I am sitting here enjoying this beautiful weekend that we have had in front of us in Minnesota and just cozying up with a blanket, ready to just chit chat with y'all. I am so excited to be here today. I had a really crazy weekend. It was one of my old teammates' weddings this weekend. So I went to Mille Lacs and celebrated that, which was seriously the most amazing time. I haven't been to a wedding in years. Years. I think the last wedding that I was at was probably like junior year of high school, and it was my cousin. It's been crazy. It was so beautiful. I wish I could just like insert photos. You can see the wedding. But yeah, it was an amazing time. So great to catch up with people and to see the beautiful bride and the groom. It was just so amazing. I love, and they did an amazing job on that wedding. I felt the need to preface that because my voice is a little sensitive today. I was doing a lot of yelling and screaming and cheering, and so she's a little sensitive. She's a little bit raspy. I will be drinking a tea after this with some honey. I had a matcha this morning and it felt so much better, but my voice is worn out. I'm worn out, but we're gonna have an amazing episode. I am so excited to talk about our topic today. I am just kind of feeling inspired. I'm kind of feeling inspired. And so I felt the need to just like preface that. But let's take a step back. How are we? How are you guys? What's new? What's going on? What's up? This week went by so very fast. And I think the weekend truly went by faster. This upcoming week, I am taking Friday off. My best friend from Chicago is coming into town, and I am so excited to see her. Fall is freaking falling. I am literally having such an amazing time. Rewatching Gilmore's, going on my fall morning walks. I'm enjoying my pumpkin spice. I'm loving the leaves changing. The weather, Minnesota has been beautiful. Last week was hot. Okay, it reached 80 degrees, which is incredibly insane, but mornings are chilled. Nights are chilled. It's a perfect middle ground. It's just beautiful. Like, it's just golden. I love the end of September. It is absolutely stunning. And this weekend, this week was literally a perfect representation of that. Just stunning before it absolutely gets freezing. This is like the perfect weather for me. But yeah, you guys, this next week should be really fun. I have a lot of fun things I'm looking forward to. And I, even though I'm really tired, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to get the week started. I'm ready to go. I'm feeling reset. I'm gonna light a candle. I'm gonna pick my book up, make a tea, put on my pajamas, and I'm gonna have a night. I need to go to bed extra early tonight because you know this weekend celebrating, we got no sleep. So I need to get back into my routine, but otherwise, I'm feeling really good for the week ahead. I hope you guys are also feeling really good. But I was feeling really inspired, okay? The past, I would say like half a week, maybe like 3, 4 days, I've just been doing a lot of reminiscing on my growth. I remember a while ago, I did an episode on healing, and I was talking so much about how hard it is to realize that you've healed until you're on the other side of healing. And I don't think that I'm like fully on that other side, but I've done just so much reflection on that whole process of like where I was to even just where I am now and how crazy it is. Like, I can't even fathom it. And just being in that middle ground of growth sometimes just can be either frustrating, it can be exciting, it could be scary because it's still unknown. But I think that I really just want to take the time today to just talk and appreciate growth. Talk and appreciate where you came from to where you're going, that middle ground, that awkward middle ground that we don't really know what to do with. I want to take the time to appreciate it and to dissect it and to just learn to love it, because even though it is like a little stinker, it is so necessary to just truly find peace and truly love yourself. And it honestly is never ending. We're always growing in different ways. We're always in that middle ground at some capacity. So I really wanted to take the time today to just really dig into that, because let's be real, we're all growing constantly. Let's learn to love it. So with that being said, I want us to dive into this episode with full strength, full love, full excitement. We're gonna hit this ground running. Let's talk about personal growth. I don't know if you guys like my drink portion part of this episode. I'm loving it because I love to sip on something when I chat. Today, we're bringing back the Ollie. If you have any recommendations for something that you want me to try, I love little drinks. So literally comment it, send me it, DM me it. If you're like, you should try this flavor of Olipop, you should do this, you should do that, let me know and maybe it'll make an appearance. Okay, but here's our little Olipop. Okay, we're gonna do the little like thing again. Okay, my nails are so long. You guys, my nails are so long. Okay, ready? Feeling that was a really good one. Okay, cheers. Fan freaking tabulous. I wish I would have put on like a big baggy sweatshirt and sweatpants, but we're slaying. Okay, nonetheless, I wanted to put on like my fall fit. Okay, I want to put on like my plaid shirt and my fall fit and just vibe. Also, before I forget, before we truly dive into this episode, I did just want to like put a little thing in the middle here and just truly, if you didn't know, we did just finish our faith series, and that was such a fruitful, fun series that we were able to do. If you enjoyed it, I just want to leave a little snippet in here. Please tell me, let's talk, let's communicate. And if you find yourself still having questions about some of the things, maybe I can make an episode out of it. We can talk about it, that kind of a thing. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you liked and what you didn't like. And if you want to see more of that in the future, because that was such a fun topic for me. I've gotten a lot of love from it, and I've gotten a lot of people saying how they love the conversations that they were able to then have or maybe start with themselves. And so if that is something that you really enjoyed within this podcast series, please, please, please let me know. I want to hear from you. And yeah, let's keep having more series, okay? Personal growth. Personal growth. In my personal experience, I feel as though it is really easy to allow yourself to only zone in on where you want to be and lose track of where you are right now. Because a lot of the times we stay locked in on where we want to be. We stay locked in on the finalization, the finale, the exciting part, which is having reached where you want to be. And I think that there's something great about zoning in on where you want to be, but there's something even more beautiful about taking time to appreciate where you have come from. I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable, okay? I'm going to be a little bit honest right now. The other day, I was scrolling through my Instagram photos. I have like 300 photos that dial all the way back to high school years. And I like reminiscing. I love reminiscing on what I looked like, where I was, who was in my life, the things that I was doing, the kind of photos that I was taking, the things I was wearing, what was trending, what wasn't trending. All that jazz. I think it's super fun. And I honestly find myself in that kind of cycle pretty frequently. But I think this was the first time that I was looking back, specifically at my college years, and I was really frustrated with the person that I was looking at in the photo. Not because I'm mad, not because I'm upset at that person, me, right, from a couple years ago, but I feel as though I was shaming myself, and I was a little frustrated in myself just because right now I feel as though it's really easy sometimes to focus too much on that time and not focus on where I'm at now. I've said this in a couple episodes before, and I say it all the time. I tend to kind of live in my past a ton. Good and bad. I'm just constantly reminiscing and thinking about things that I know, that I've remembered, things that are good, things that are bad, like everything. I just feel like I constantly live in my brain. I think there's a beauty in that, but at this point, I was definitely having a very negative mindset when it came to looking at the girl in that photo. I don't know what clicked for me. I don't know what changed this perspective, but what I do know is I was really sad that I wasn't looking at that photo as being grateful, as loving that person. It came from a very negative part of my heart when I was looking at that photo. A lot of the times I feel like I go through waves where I will have a week that I'm just like, I am so happy. I am at a perfect position in my life. I am literally thriving. I feel the most confident that I've ever been. I'm loving where I'm at. I'm saving money. I'm planning for my future, and I'm in a really good position in life. And there are other days that I just feel like I can't catch a break, and that I feel like I'm stuck, that I'm just not the person that I think I am, and I'm afraid of making a mistake, and I'm afraid of turning back the clock and just reversing all of the healing that I've done. Because let's be for real. When we're in that middle ground, it's so much easier to waver in between two versions of yourself, to waver in between two possibilities. One thing that's been really solidified in my mind, and that is the idea of just staying in motion, okay? The idea of just continuously moving and growing and pushing forward. It's really easy to allow yourself to be stuck at a standstill versus constantly moving. No one says that when you're moving, you can't take a glance in the past and take a glance in the rearview mirror once in a while to appreciate how far you've gone in your trip. A lot of the times when I allow myself to completely stop in my trip, I almost completely switch my car and allow myself to go into reverse versus continue to push forward. Rather than allowing my rearview mirror and what's behind me to help push myself to continue forward and appreciate how far I've gone, I allow myself to completely shift my gear and go back in time. The idea of staying in motion and constantly moving is something that I feel like has really clicked with me in terms of just appreciating my growth. I don't know about you guys, but when I think about my life, I don't want to feel like this middle ground, this part that I'm in right now needs to just be passing time to get to where I want to be. I want truly love where I'm at right now and not having things figured out, not feeling fully healed from things. I want to remember these feelings. I want to remember this point in my life. I think it's so easy and we're so quick that when we're in uncomfortable situations where things are uncertain and where we don't know specific answers to things or we don't know what's going to happen or we aren't fully over something. We haven't fully healed from something. We still feel certain things towards a situation, towards someone, towards an experience. It's really easy to allow ourselves to just pass it by, to just move on from it. And I think to a certain extent, that's healthy. I think constantly moving in that way doesn't have to be a bad thing. But I think there's something so important and so beautiful about standing still and appreciating where you are in the midst of everything that you're going through, where you are in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your joy, in the midst of your uncertainty, in the midst of your fears. I don't want to look back at this time and feel frustration for this version of me right now, for not having certain things together. I know there's a lot of people that say, well, eventually over time, you will just like learn to love that person. You will just kind of move on from that. And that will just be a moment in your life that you'll embrace and be grateful for. I'm gonna be honest. Looking back at those photos, that is the last thing that I felt. That is the last thing that I felt. Not because I hated the person in those images, but because I wasn't content with where I was and where I was moving towards. In that moment, there were so many things that I was very confident in about myself, that I was very thankful for, that I loved about myself. But now, as I've grown even just a little bit more, that version of myself is so completely different than who I am now that sadly, I no longer feel love towards that. I no longer feel gratefulness for those things that I was prioritizing in that time that I thought was so important and that truly was me as a person. Even though the version of myself now is so completely different from who I was back then, I don't want to look at that image. I don't want to look at that person and feel like I wouldn't get along with her, like I wouldn't love her. Why wouldn't I love her? That version of me, I want to love that version of me. And I think there's something mature in finding that joy in growth that I would hope, and I'm hoping, allows me to feel that love for myself. I think that one thing that I've also shared many times is I have been in a very, very, very prominent healing era for myself right now. I feel like I am going back to not even just healing from the relationship that I was in 7 to 8 months ago and healing from all the things that I dealt with, but healing from so many things that I didn't know affected me as deeply as they did. Things that I'm reacting to, the ways that I'm reacting to things and the things that I think about and the way that my heart reacts to certain things, I'm trying to go back into where I was when I learned that reaction and that fight or flight mode and heal that version of myself, okay? But when I'm in that process of healing, I don't appreciate the growth that I'm taking within that. Instead, I get frustrated with just the difference of the person that I was to the person that I am now. And boy, is that so exhausting. It's literally me against me. That's so ridiculous. That is so ridiculous. And I don't know if any of you guys feel this way too, okay? I don't know if this is like a known thing, but I feel like it's so easy in my heart and in my mind to not appreciate and to not understand and realize and zone in on that middle ground where I'm at right now. I know this is so much easier said than done, but perspective is power in all areas of life. If you are going to go into something with the perspective that you're not where you need to be yet, you aren't going to be grateful for what you've yet achieved. Versus if you go into the mindset being like, look at where I'm at compared to where I was. I'm so much closer to the person that I want to be. And I'm so much closer to being on the other side of this. And I've picked up this, 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 and this about myself. And I love those parts of my life. You are going to be so much more grateful and thankful and find so much more joy and peace in yourself than constantly feeling like you are not enough. You are going to be feeling and finding more confidence in yourself when you remind yourself of how far you have come and where you are right now. Even though it's not perfect, which you are not meant to be perfect, even though it's not perfectly where you want to be yet, there is something so beautiful about being in that middle ground because you get to appreciate the process. You get to appreciate uncertainty. Eventually, when you get to that other side, you're going to have so much love for yourself now, this version of yourself right now. It's crazy. Instead of looking back at a photo years from now and being like, I can't stand to look at that girl. I lost a lot of my confidence when I allowed myself to dislike the version of me that got me here. I don't hate that version. I'm very thankful for that version because I needed to go through certain things to feel the way that I do now. It's also hard when I remember and I feel frustrated for the decisions and the things that I was doing in that time. But I want to be able to look at those photos. I want to look at that point in my life and hug that version of me. I want to find peace with that version of me. Because again, she brought me to where I am now. And this version of me will bring me to where I will be in the future. I think this all just stems back to being able to truly love yourself and to truly be grateful for yourself despite all of your flaws, despite all of your faults, despite all of your frustrations and your shortcomings, right? Despite anything that became a roadblock in your life, to love where you were, the decisions that you made, and to accept yourself fully, not just halfway, but accept yourself for who you were. Because if you don't fully accept yourself, and I will tell you this because I feel this way and this is something that I'm struggling with now, if you don't fully accept yourself, it's going to be a lot harder for you to think that someone else could accept you. If you don't learn to love the growth that you're going through right now, it's going to be a lot harder for you to think that someone else could love you too. If you're constantly at battle with yourself, it's going to be a lot harder to find stillness and peace and a sound mind. I think there's so much that we miss out on when we focus solely on where we were or where we're going. When we miss that whole story in the middle. A lot of times people say that the exciting things in a movie or in a book are either the beginning or the end. But we forget about that climax, which is in the middle. It's the changing of the character. It's the middle ground. It's the growth. And I think the sooner that we can love that, the sooner that we can love ourselves, the sooner that we can reach being fully healed, and love someone else, then have more to give to other people, more time, more energy, passion, more of your heart. You won't have that heaviness of being frustrated that you're not yet where you think you need to be. I think I'm going to end this episode there. I think that was a perfect mic drop moment. This is something that I'm still continuously trying to work on. It's so incredibly hard. It is so incredibly hard. And I went into this episode with zero notes, okay? Zero idea of where this is going to go. And I just truly felt like I took myself into my head and was just dissecting, why is it so hard to appreciate growth, to love the middle ground? Luckily, you don't have to do it alone. When you have God, you have great friends, and when you have a family steadfast in love and who know who you are, when you fall short and when you get frustrated and where you are now, they will always be the people that will remind you in an instant how amazing you are in this moment. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, you guys. I hope that this maybe was a different kind of episode. I really, really, really enjoyed it low-key. I had a lot of fun actually just speaking from my heart here. And I feel like this is just such a fun conversation that I'd love to even dig into further in the future in a different way. Maybe when I gather some insight on myself in terms of maybe when I'm on the other side of my healing journey. I don't know. Okay, I don't know what that has in store for me, but just know that this is such an important topic to me, and I hope that you felt that through this episode. If you liked this episode, if you liked this podcast, please, 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 please let me know. Leave a comment, like, subscribe, follow, all the things, participate in my content. Let me know what you like, DM me, message me, all of the things, you guys. You know I love to hear from you, so please do not silence yourselves because I want to hear more from you, okay? But with that being said, you guys, I'm going to jump into my Sunday routine. I need to relax. As you can tell, my voice is just getting like literally less and less and less. So we're going to drink some tea. We're getting some comfy cozies. And we're going to get this week started because we're going to have a great, fantastic, wonderful, amazing week. It's going to be epic and awesome. I can feel it coming, okay? And I'm sending you good vibes. I'm sending you good mojo, okay? So with that being said, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I will talk to you so, 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 so very soon. Bye!